Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson and associated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this fourth Sunday after the Epiphany. In our opening hymn, Praise to the Lord the Almighty, we heard more than the King of Creation and Praise to the Lord who has fearfully, wondrously made you. We also heard of how he uplifts and sustains us, showing us his love and mercy. A little over a year ago, the format of Sounds of Praise was changed. This morning, we consider some elements of form. When we read in the first two chapters of Genesis of God creating the world, we see that he created or formed from nothing, the world in which we live. Light did not exist. Time did not exist. Matter did not exist. By his word alone, each of these was created. First, light and darkness, the evening and the morning, the first day. The first structure for the world. From there, he proceeded with creation day by day, calling into existence each part of creation by nothing more than his word, until he came to the sixth day. There were livestock and creeping things and beasts of the earth created by his word on that day, but no one to manage them. God's crowning creation was brought into existence by more than just his word. This creation, as he said, let us make man in our image, after our likeness, conveys the higher position of Adam and Eve over the rest of creation with which God entrusted them. And to both man and animal, God gave every plant for food. On the seventh day, God rested. It was not because of the creative work that God had done, but for the time cycle he had created, providing a day of rest for his creation. Reflecting on God's creation in the hymn, Evening and Morning, we consider more than just our day-to-day existence, reflecting on the many blessings God presents each of us without end.
Your eye.
As we have presented earlier programs of Sounds of Praise, we have been following the format outlined in the 3-year lectionary, which presents readings for each week taken from the Old Testament, from an epistle or the Book of Acts, and a reading from one of the 4 Gospels. We have generally presented 2 or 3 of these readings with accompanying musical settings coordinated with them. The lectionary was developed through the years to assist in public worship and private devotions to more completely present the Word of God throughout the course of each year. There is also a psalm or portion of one. The psalms were written as the hymn book of the Old Testament to be read or sung privately or in public worship. The assigned psalm for this, the 4th Sunday after the Epiphany, is Psalm 111. The overall tone of this psalm is very similar to that of the 2 hymns that we have already heard, beginning with "Praise the Lord" and ending with "His praise endures forever." One of the problems we encounter with poetry when reading a translation from the original Hebrew is that of seeing the form, which is an important detail that translating destroys. This psalm, as well as Psalm 112 and several others, are written as an acrostic, with each line beginning in sequence with each of the letters of the Hebrew alphabet. This psalm also uses another common element of Hebrew poetry, with lines being paired to contrast or expand on each other.
Psalm 111. Praise the Lord! I will give thanks to the Lord with my whole heart, in the company of the upright in the congregation. Great are the works of the Lord, studied by all who delight in them. Full of splendor and majesty is his work, and his righteousness endures forever. He has caused his wondrous works to be remembered. The Lord is gracious and merciful. He provides food for those who fear him. He remembers his covenant forever. He has shown his people the power of his works in giving them the inheritance of the nations. The works of his hands are faithful and just. All his precepts are trustworthy. They are established forever and ever to be performed with faithfulness and uprightness. He sent redemption to his people. He has commanded his covenant forever. Holy and awesome is his name. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. All those who practice it have a good understanding. His praise endures forever.
We thank you for inviting us into your home this morning to share the Holy Word of God with you. Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School look forward to meeting you and worshiping with you at our worship service at 9 o'clock on Sunday mornings. Bible study and Sunday school for all ages follow immediately after the service. Many activities and classes present themselves throughout the week as well. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, may you always praise the Lord who has fearfully and wondrously made you. We close with the morning prayer of Martin Luther, giving thanks and asking God's protection and blessing for the day.